Mondays with Maggie, brought to you by Hilton Head Island's Floors to Go. You can find them and their showroom at 123 Matthews Drive on the island. Stop by and see Steve or any of the qualified staff at Floors to Go. They will help you bring your flooring vision to life. Find out more at HiltonHeadIsland.floorstogo.com. And now, it's time for Mondays with Maggie. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Mondays with Maggie. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of this podcast and primary contributor to eatitandlikeit.com. And I feel better this morning than I did last week, but that's a whole other Dr. Phil. Her name is Maggie Crenshaw. Sometimes we call her Margaret and other things, other wonderful things. But let's get on with it. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Glad you're not sounding so froggy today.
Yeah. No, you would think that I would because I had a crazy weekend. But yeah, last week with the weather change, it just got me, man. I was sniffly for 5 days. It was awful. But
I went to a celebration of life yesterday, which was a wonderful, you know, sad occasion, but wonderful thing because you see so many people. It's amazing how when someone passes, and then the people that it brings together. But at any rate, it was held outdoors at Honeyhorn, which is an outdoor, you know, event venue, as you know, where the Coastal Discovery Museum is located. But I kept sneezing because I get allergies in October. I think it's some weed or something that grows in the fall. But so yesterday was a little stuffy day for me.
Yeah, I'm prone to allergies as well. Usually in the spring, I feel like, you know, when everything starts to bloom, I feel like I have the flu every single year, and I forget. The Honeyhorn is a lovely venue. I enjoy whenever I have an event there, but it does get dusty. Honeyhorn does get dusty.
Yes. Being outside there yesterday.
We've got lots to talk about this morning. We're going to get into some Chinese food. But before we go there, because we have lots to share about our visit to Yi Tang on Hilton Head Island, can you give us some bullet point headlines of where else you ate and liked over the last 6 days?
I hit some of my tried, true, and favorites. I don't think I did anything new, unfortunately, but I did... I had lunch at San Miguel's because, as everybody knows here, I try to go there once a week. And I didn't have anything different. So that's not even fun to talk about. And at one of the open houses, because, as you know, I'm a realtor here on Hilton Head, there was an open house on the Wednesday broker tour where one of the houses featured the barbecue chicken salad from Amigos, which is my other go-to favorite Mexican lunchtime spot. So I did that, and then I had dinner at Frankie Bones, which is another place that I go to frequently. But I had the fettuccine Alfredo. I just needed a little bite, and it was delicious.
Very good.
With some broccoli.
Very good. Sounds healthy.
I didn't do anything fancy other than dine with you.
Well, we will get into that. Before we do, I do want to take 1 second to thank everybody who came out to our first dinner for the for our, I don't call it a book launch because the book's been out for a couple of weeks, but we had a nice dinner at Pachi Italian Restaurant in downtown Savannah, and we had 20 people. It was full. Big old full family style table, and I believe 6 or 8 of our guests came over from Bluffton, and I'm always appreciative of anybody who comes to any of my events from Bluffton because it's not an easy drive, and you know, you come and you have wine and food and all that, then you got to drive all the way back. Excuse me. So I'm always appreciative when Bluffton hops in their car and comes over to support something I do. So a quick thank you there. We had a 4-course dinner with wine pairings, and equally as important to the food, and we discussed it last night, was the fact that we were all sitting at a long table facing each other, and it was conversation about the food scene. What do you like? What do you like? What do you like? And everybody went around the room talking about what they like here in Savannah and why they like it. And it was funny, the people from Bluffton, there was this one gentleman with a piece of paper and a pen, and he was like, okay, what was the name of that? And he was taking notes, wound up with a full page of notes, because this is locals talking about what they like and why, you know. This isn't some podunk blogger person, you know, tooting the horn of a restaurant. So I thought that was cool. I thought there was good value there, and I was appreciative of everybody coming out. So we will be doing
your posts on Facebook, and yeah, it looked
fat. Yeah, it was a beautiful evening. We will be doing book signings all over the place. You can go to the website for the list of that. The biggest one coming up is October the 26th at Burnt Church Distillery, which if you buy a book, they're going to buy you a drink, and you can't beat that deal for happy hour on a Thursday with live music. What? So
I want to go.
Be there.
Or be square.
Okay, so you and I last week were invited to come try the vittles at E Tang. Now, E Tang, for those who are not familiar, is a Chinese restaurant on the island that started in Savannah a couple of years ago. They have a smallish little location downtown Savannah that shot out of a cannon, good and popular, and everybody knows it's the best Chinese in town. In a town that Chinese in Savannah was one of those things that everybody lamented. Yeah, there's little greasy spoons and stuff, but as far as like good, flavorful, fresh Chinese food, we just didn't have it for as long as I've been here, which is almost 20 years. Then E Tang comes along and it's like, oh, aren't you a breath of fresh air? So E Tang has been incredibly popular here. David Chen is the owner. He decided he was going to open up a location in Hilton Head Island. So he opened in July of this year, this past summer. And was it July or was it May? I think he said
May.
He opened in May.
Yeah.
This past spring, summer. And he's been riding a wave and looking to build a following. So you and I went and had dinner with David and sat there and talked about all the food. And what would be the first thing that comes to your mind when you talk about all the food that we ate?
I mean, it was a divine dining experience, the whole thing.
Yeah.
It blew me away.
So good. So, you know, Chinese, everybody has their favorite little Chinese dive where you go and you get your heavy sauce, you know, sugary, salty, whatever, and your rice or noodles and go home and scratch the itch. Fair?
Fair.
This is different.
Very fair.
This is different. I mean, we didn't order. He just brought us out food. And
that's right. I didn't expect that. I mean, he planned our little, he took some time in planning that, and just one dish coming out after the other. And the funny thing was for me at least, I mean, I didn't realize that's kind of what he was doing. And so when he brought, you know, three appetizers out, I just dove in and ate it all. I thought it was so good. I thought that was it. But you were like, you need to slow down.
Yeah.
We've got more food coming.
Yeah. We had chili oil wontons. We had soup dumplings, which they make. He told us they make their soup dumplings every morning. They were so good. Yeah, it's interesting. I'll talk about my friend getting a carload of takeout in a second. But we had soup dumplings. We had the chili oil wontons. We had a cucumber salad that all it was chopped up cucumber. But I'd love to know what he did to those things.
Yeah, it was. I feel like they were not brined, but so there was something about them, and
it was wonderful.
See, we're speechless because we can't even figure out, and you know,
yeah.
I'm fairly chef-like. Like, I couldn't figure out what was going on with that. But not most people think when they think of cucumber, they think of regular cucumbers. These were English cucumbers, which have a lot more texture and a lot more flavor than a regular, you know, cucumber.
Yeah. No, it was delicious. And then we had also, this is just the appetizer, we had the Dan Dan noodles. Remember that had the beef underneath with the chili oil as well?
That was so good.
Yeah, Yeah, I had been recommended that. Hey, if you're going to Etang, you got to have the Dan Dan noodles. Okay, well, we had the Dan, we had the Dan Dan noodles. Second wave, what was in that second wave? That's when it got kind of crazy, yeah? Oh no, was the second
We
wave
had
the egg
some
drop
egg
soup?
drop. We had egg drop soup, and then we had the barbecue beef short rib buns.
That's right. Which I
Oh.
have no problem saying. I know you like those buns, but they were too bready for me. I did not love them.
They were bready, and I didn't eat all the bread. The innards, so to speak, were delicious.
Innards. That sounds delicious. I can't wait to order that.
Let me have the innards, please.
Yeah, can I get a side of innards? Whatever you put in them mayo buns.
Yeah.
The buns, yeah, the soup was delicious. And I'm not a big egg drop soup person. I'll eat it, but you don't ever hear me order it. But that was delicious.
I loved it. It wasn't soupy. It had a lot of egg. It had a lot of the egg drop in it, so it
Yeah.
was every mouthful
Yeah. It was.
was yeah. It wasn't thin.
No. It was really, really good. And I learned a long time ago from a chef you may have heard of, by the name of Emeril Lagasse.
Oh my gosh, my favorite.
I worked in his restaurant for 3 or 4 months in Orlando once upon a time. And my.
Shut up. I've eaten at that restaurant.
It's now closed at Universal Studios.
It's it. Oh,
Yeah,
darn.
it closed a few years ago, but I was part of the opening team. I was between TV jobs, and so I took a job there. And it was a great experience for someone who, that's my in my entire life, considering I do this for a living, in my entire life, that's the only time I've ever worked in a restaurant, was those 3 or 4 months. But my biggest takeaway. And all the coaching and all the, because like I said, we were part of the opening team. We trained for 6 weeks for before we opened. But my biggest takeaway was something he told us when he goes to a new restaurant with his business partner. He's the chef, the business partner is the business guy, and he said, we get to a restaurant, the first thing I do is order the soup. And what was his name? Mario, not Mario, Marcio or Marcio, something like that. Anyway, I order the soup and he goes and checks on the bathrooms. If the bathrooms are impeccable during a weekend service, then we know they're on top of their business, number one. Number two, if the soup is great, then you know they cook everything with love and that's just the beginning. If the soup is terrible, then you know they're just kind of winging it. And that stuck with me. And to this day, I'll go somewhere and order the soup just to see what is going on there. And back to the original point, that egg drop soup, when I tried it the other day, I was like, okay, there's some love in here. They're slow cooking this.
Well, and I went to the bathroom, just so you know.
So did I.
And it was impeccable.
Yes. Yes. While we are discussing the actual building, tell everybody you know exactly where this is, Etang.
Etang is located just in the same area as Santa Fe Cafe, Seagrass Grill, and Alfredo's, in the building right next to those three restaurants, where Ruan Thai used to be. And of course, older time Islanders will know that before it was Ruan Thai, it was Fratello's Italian restaurant. And of course, that is right next to Lava Fitness. So that's where it's located. Now, David, the owner, David Chen, made a couple of comments. I think that he is so used to being in Savannah, where he's got so much just walk by and drive by traffic. That location, actually most locations, unless you're like right down in Coligny, where there's a lot of foot traffic, we have drivable restaurant destinations, not really things that you can walk to. So we had David and I talked about that a bit before you arrived, that he just needs to kind of get comfortable with and relax into about Hilton Head, that's different about Savannah.
Yeah, very much is. Very much is. So I thought that little nook in the island would have a name, but I guess it's not. It's the area next to
It
Lava
does.
Fitness.
I'm sure it has a name,
Is it
and
Mid-Island?
huh?
Is it considered Mid-Island?
Yes, it is Mid Island, and it's located right next to the entrance to Palmetto Dunes Resort. I'm sure it even has a name, of the actual plaza or whatnot that it's located in. But unfortunately, I don't know.
Okay, well, it's there. So there was more food, by the way.
Oh yeah, we're not done.
Oh no,
We
yeah,
are
we're
not
not done.
done.
Just
We
we
only
took,
just got started.
yeah, we took a little halftime break to tell you where this is. But anybody with access to the internet can find Etang real quick. Pet peeve of mine when people ask me on Facebook, "Where is this located? Give us the address." No, you go find it. I tell you the food is good. You have plenty of opportunity to go find it. That's just me though.
Yeah,
Usually, I tag the
we've lived.
restaurant that I'm talking about, so you click on their page and you can find it. But people want everything spoon-fed. Don't get me started.
The well, we didn't discuss the sake.
Oh yeah, that was we put down the whole bottle. He wasn't shy with it, was he?
Well, he asked me to look at the sakes, and I'm not really schooled in sake,
Right.
and there was a whole list, and he asked me which one, and I just kind of looked at him and I said, well, you're going to have to guide us because, which one is the best? And of course, he points to the last one on the list, the most expensive one. And that's what he pulled out. And that was delicious sake. And he serves it cold.
Yeah.
I liked it cold.
Yeah, I prefer cold. I prefer cold. Yeah, it was good. It was good. But then the entrees started flying out, yeah.
Oh yeah, and I've honestly thought we were done
Yeah, it was funny when
until
I
I
told you we
realized we
got more
had
coming.
entrees coming out.
Yeah. So we had there was the eggplant with green beans, which he says is very popular there because it's not very spicy at all, and the islanders like it because it's not. There was the stir fry, spicy beef. It was spicy beef with, I think it was celery,
Yeah.
jalapenos.
Yes.
What else was in that stir fry? I think there was green onion,
Yes.
and it was chili oil. Yes.
Celery, chili oil. It was delicious.
Oh, that was my favorite thing of the entire night, that
I
dish.
think it was mine too.
It was
Yeah.
fabulous. And he said they can adjust the heat, they can make it hotter or less hot if that depending on which way you like to go. Not everybody likes the heat. And then there was
The
the
eggplant and the green beans were phenomenal.
they really were, and
Sauce.
they were the most doused in sauce, if you will. And it was just, it wasn't like it was in a pool of soup of brown sauce, gelatinous stuff. It was really, really good. It was dressed, dare I say, not drowning.
Rest. It was delicious.
It was dressed, not drowning. Yeah. And then there was the chicken dish, which was thinly sliced chicken breast
Yes, with the potatoes and
with
the
the potatoes
broccoli,
and broccoli. Yep.
onions.
And also a chili oil sauce.
Yes.
And that was absolutely fantastic. That I kept poking at the broccoli and eating that because I'm a huge broccoli fan. But with that chili oil
Well, the
sauce.
was so good. The potatoes
Yep.
were halved and thinly sliced,
Yep.
and I don't, other than deep frying them, I don't know how he got them so crispy next to the tenderness of the
Yeah.
chicken.
Yeah. Well, one thing about that type of cooking is that you have to use extremely high heat. So you slice them thin and you throw them in a wok and you could probably crisp them up real quick, is my guess. I
Yeah, and
don't
they were,
know.
that's attention to detail right there. I
Sure.
mean that,
Yep.
yeah.
Yep.
If the beef had not been there, the chicken probably would have been my favorite.
Yeah. Was that it for the entrees?
Those were the three entrees that came out before the pièce de résistance.
Yeah, however you say that in Chinese. But then we ate all that, And Brother Man
but
brought
wait,
us out a whole
there's
fish.
more.
He brought us out a whole fish, sea bass, fried sea bass.
Yep.
Scored and fried. And
scored and fried.
With a just swimming in a brown garlic sauce. Yeah?
Yes.
That was crazy good.
Crazy.
You had your...
Crazy, and we were so full.
Yeah.
We had a couple of bites each, and David boxed the rest up for us. You took one half, and I took the other.
Yeah, yeah. Had a couple of bites there to try it fresh. It was so good and flaky and just delicious.
So
I'm not a big fan of whole fish, to be honest. You know, if it were just me, I wouldn't fight through all that. That's not how I typically roll. But this was wonderful and flaky and good.
Delicious. And it was good later as well.
Very good. Yep. Sure was. So your favorite was the same as mine, that spicy beef?
I think so. I think, yes, I would have to say of the entrees, that was...
Yeah,
my favorite, but the chicken and the eggplant with the green peas were, I would order any one of those three and be happy as my entree.
So now, part of the reason why David wanted us to come and visit with him is because he thinks his food is good. His food is great. It is the best Chinese on the island, hands down.
Fabulous.
Period. Not enough people know about him, and he's not very social media savvy. He kind of, you know, he's not from this country. He doesn't understand how it works and how to reach people. He told us, you know, he sees a parking lot full of people over at Alfred's and the other places, and no one comes to try him. What would you say, your opinion, Maggie, is the reason why more of the island hasn't found out about him via maybe word of mouth, or they just haven't gone to try him yet?
Well, I think he's got a couple of things stacked against him in that the question is a little complex, I think. But first of all, Santa Fe Cafe opened its doors 30 years ago. I mean, that's
right.
You got 30 years there. Alfred's has been in business for at least a decade, probably more. I don't even know how many. Seagrass Grill, same thing, 20, 30 years. Okay, so... even though Ruan Thai is in the location where I Tang was, Ruan Thai came on our scene here as the Thai, the only Thai food to have. And so they have their own following, and they have two or three restaurants on the island. And their fans and locals went with them, excuse me, when they moved to their more southerly location. So there's that. And then the third being that I believe, and this is a gross generalization, of course, but Chinese food on the island, you know, over the years, as you say, you know, over in Savannah, you have some greasy spoons. I would say our Chinese here is, you know, there's three or four, and they're fairly good places to get a bite to eat, but they're not the phenomenal fresh dining experience that we just had at I Tang. So I'm not sure that people have a lot of faith, you know, because a new Chinese restaurant opened. But I do think that he needs to have a little bit more print ad exposure or something in the first year so that it really reaches. This is another layer of the complex issue of getting people to come to a new restaurant. You've got a lot of folks here who are retired who still rely on getting their information from newspaper and magazine. They're not as social media savvy as, you know, the younger crowd, so to speak. So if you really want a following in Hilton Head, I do think that you have to reach your clientele in a myriad of different ways.
Television.
Well, yeah, I mean, some television would be good, but
yeah.
I do think the major magazines here could help push some business his way.
Yeah, yeah, I'm going to be writing about him for my column at CH2 for November.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah, you know, we don't.
That should help a lot.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, the other side is, dude just opened, you know, and anybody who opens a new business you know, has to expect it to be relatively slow for the first year. I think he was so popular so quickly in Savannah that he thought it would happen the same way there, and he's noticing that it's not.
Well, and again, it goes back to the fact that, you know, you don't get foot traffic here.
Right.
You have to, people have to, do, like you say, do their research, find out where they're going, and drive there.
Yeah, and then here in Savannah as well, it's located three doors down from a popular sushi and Vietnamese restaurant. So that, and it's been there over a decade. I featured them on our television show, season one or two, 100 years ago. So the fact that that place is still there, that means it's popular, and this is now three doors down, and it's a friend of his, he told us. So, you know, anybody could say, hey, if you want Chinese, go over there. So it's built-in audience almost, if that makes sense.
Right, and that makes sense, too. I mean, yeah. The synergetic thing of restaurants being located right next to each other is always a smart move.
Yeah.
And you know, for him, that should be working. The three restaurants next door to him are all reservation destinies.
Right.
So folks who it's not like they're driving to the plaza and they're going to pick which restaurant they're going to go to. They're actually going to the restaurant where they have reservations.
Right.
It's only for people who don't realize that they needed a reservation there that would be a potential overflow for David.
Yeah. 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 I think he'll figure it out. I think the island will catch on.
He's smart. the island will go. And here's another layer in the complexity of all of this. So your locals are really your bread and butter, you know, in Hilton Head.
Right.
Your locals are your bread and butter because they're here year round. But in the summertime, because we are so, so busy with tourist business, locals kind of hide in the summertime, and they come back out in the fall. That's when they start going back out to their favorite restaurants again. So some locals here might just have been waiting for the crowd to go away before they come back out and try. So I think you're right. I think he's going to do well, and it's just going to be a little bit of a process this first year.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm the same. I've told you, I avoid the island on the summer because it's just,
yeah.
And then after Labor Day, it's kind of like I come out from hiding behind the bushes.
That's exactly it.
Yep. Okay, so I Tang is middle of the island, right adjacent to, if you will, Alfred, Santa Fe, and Lava Seagrass Fitness.
Grill.
Seagrass
Lava
Grill.
Fitness. Yep.
We would highly recommend it. I don't generally do reviews on the website, but this was one that was deserving because the guy's doing a good job and more people need to know about it. So,
yeah.
Glad we could offer him a hand.
Me too, and we were fat and happy at the end of that.
Oh Lord, yeah, and I had to drive an hour home. But as I text you as I was arriving in Savannah, I stopped at the first red light. I text you, typical Chinese, you leave there stuffed, but then an hour and 90 minutes later, you're like, okay, that just felt light. I could eat some more. That's how I was anyway. I most certainly
That's
did
right.
not, but. That's how it goes. All right, we're going to get out of here. We've gone way over, but for a good reason. There was a lot of
good
food.
Good reason.
There was a lot of food, yeah. So we didn't want to skip out on any of it. If you haven't been to I Tang, you should try it. They do a limited menu for lunch, but dinner, it's full on everything, and get some takeout. Oh, real quick, I have to mention the takeout. A buddy of mine saw my post on the Hilton Head Foodies page on Facebook. And he texted me and he said, hey, was it really that good? I said, yeah, man. Yes, it was. I mean, I wouldn't say it was if it wasn't. I never do. And he goes, okay, I'm going to get some. He lives in Savannah. I'm going to get some and take it to the family. The dude loaded up his car, he said, and drove an hour back to Savannah and had dinner with his family that following night. And he agreed. He's a chef. He said, yeah, they were solid. I'd like to try it fresh, not after an hour drive, but it was solid. So,
wow.
Yeah. That was that
testimony.
Was funny. Yes, yeah. No, more people will like it when they try it, and we hope that you do. Right.
All righty.
All right. Well, thank you for hanging out another morning of Mondays with Maggie, and we don't know where we're going to be eating this week to share next week, but I'm sure we'll figure it out. Right.
It's Monday. We'll start scheduling.
Yes. Yes, we'll
start scheduling.
We'll do all the eating
we'll
and liking.
A good one.
All right, let's get out of here. We are way over time. Thanks, Maggie. Have a wonderful rest of your day and week,
you
and we will
too,
talk
Jesse.
Next week.
Thank you.
See ya.
All right.
Bye. Mondays with Maggie, brought to you by Hilton Head Island's Florist to Go. You can find them and their showroom at 123 Matthews Drive on the island. Stop by and see Steve or any of the qualified staff at Florist to Go. They will help you bring your flooring vision to life. Find out more at HiltonHeadIsland.floristogo.com.